When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yesterday, when I brought up the deleting of the contact in my phone that felt so therapeutic, we spent so much time talking about that. I didn't even bring up the terrific hack to free up space on your phone.
Well, before you do that, I just have to tell you that I deleted over 30 people on my phone yesterday.
Bad energy.
It was awesome.
Bad energy people.
Yeah. And really weird, but not just bad energy people, but just people from the past that, like, you know, I've had in my phone. I don't need them in my phone. Plus bad energy people. So it's like a whole kind of cleanse. I got, you know, a couple letters out of the way. I did find myself stumbling on some of the bad energy people. I don't know why, because I got caught up in reading the old texts and I was like, man.
Nope. Just say, see ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
Yeah.
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
I don't think you've ever said those things in your entire life.
Here's why I went down that road of doing stuff on the iPhone. Because I was filming a video of Ellie and the thing popped up that said, you are out of storage.
How is it even possible?
I know, because you got like 3 gazillion, majillion gigabytes now on a phone. But
how many pictures do you have in there?
1,000,005. So here's the trick that I learned that had me messing around on my phone. Mm-hmm. So I would like you to grab your phone, Callie. And if you can safely, this, by the way, only applies to iPhones. So Android folks, sorry. But grab your phone. If you can safely do so, tap the settings button.
Okay.
Tap general.
General. Yeah.
Tap iPhone storage. Up top, you're going to see a little bar graph that'll show you how much space is being taken up by different things on your phone. Mm-hmm. Percentage wise, how many are devoted to iMessage?
Well, I will tell you when it comes up. I clicked as you were talking, and my old phone that needs to be replaced is still thinking about how much storage that I have.
I was shocked to find out that iMessage, the messages on an iPhone, were taking up probably 75%, 50 to 75% of the storage on my phone.
Because you send so many texts,
pictures,
and video. Oh, yeah, you send
pictures and videos, and I send them to groups and stuff like that. So here's what you can do to resolve that issue. I had no idea that you can offload text messages from your phone and have them live on the cloud, freeing up storage on your phone.
Ooh, wow. Okay, that's fancy.
Yeah. And so the way you would do that is go back to the settings menu and then you tap on your Apple ID, which is like your name thing, and tap on iCloud. And if you scroll down, it says apps using iCloud. If you scroll down, is your iMessage off? If it is, turn it on. And over the next...
it's on.
Oh, yours is?
Yeah, and I have... three, like this is how much stuff I have on my phone. Look at my bar.
That's not your phone. That's your iCloud.
Oh, yeah. I have a big iCloud.
So if you, Prager, if you if you turn the messages setting on, all of over the next 24 hours, all of your messages will offload off your device and they'll go live in the cloud. You can still access them. They're still there and accessible, but they're just not clogging up your phone. And that frees you up gigabytes of data to take videos of Ellie that you'll never watch again.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. This episode is brought to you by Dinner Affair.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
Today, my name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful that I'm so excited about what I'm grateful for, that my suggestion to do a little mini purge of bad energy people living on your device resonated with people, and the people did it. I like it when an idea I have is validated by other people trying it and they have the same response, reaction.
My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful for the World Wide Web, the internet.
Friday, we offered up a gift card to Starbucks to honor pumpkin spice season. Molly from Fort Wayne, Indiana, was the winner of Free Stuff Friday this past Friday. Congratulations, Molly.
We have decided that Jeff needs to change his attitude and start saying kind things to Sadie.
I actually feel really bad.
You should.
About this. Even though she's a dog and she doesn't understand what I'm saying.
No, she does.
But there's an energy, there's a vibration, there's an aura, there's a tone, a manifestation of words when they go out in the universe. And I was making jokes about Sadie getting old and wandering off into the woods. And
you said at one point, like, it's fine. We'll just have to put her down. I'm like, why? You don't say that. And if you have a dog in your car right now or in your listening area, just send them out of the room. This earmuffs. Is not a dog friendly conversation. Earmuffs.
Doggy earmuffs.
So Jeff was saying that stuff around her because, like, she's slowing down a little bit and she's got some, like, new, what I call beagle lumps on her, because I think hounds just get that way. When they get older, it's a thing. We take her in routinely. It's never anything, whatever.
Some people say sexy. Beagles say sisty. She's very sisty.
She's very sisty. But she's Sadie and she's your little best friend. And I couldn't tell if you were serious or.
Of course I wasn't serious.
Well, I didn't know if you were trying to, like, prepare yourself for her getting older. Cause she is, you and Sadie have been through a lot.
Yeah. But she's not that old. She's not even double digits yet. But
which for a beagle is young.
Yeah. And I feel like Sadie's going to live forever. She's going to be old and grumpy and lumpy. I made the joke because the poor thing fell down the stairs and I don't know what she did, but she twisted her knee or something. So she was just so sad going up and down stairs for a couple of days. And we were about to make a vet appointment for her, but it's just whatever it was, it's gone now. But I made the joke. I'm like, fuck, if you do that again, Sadie, we're going to have to take you in and put you down. Or I think are you going to wander out in the woods and not come home or something? And Kelly looked at me and she looked so hurt. Said, do not say that around her. And I actually felt really bad.
Well, you should feel bad. And do you not remember a couple of years ago when we had Blair? Blair was my dog that I had when Jeff and I were dating and Blair passed away. She had cancer and it was awful. And when we had Blair going through doggy chemo, we fired a vet for not having good energy around our dog. So you have to, like, do the same for her. Like, we're not going to condemn her and say that she's really old and that she's whatever. Like, she's fine. She's good. We take good care of her. And she's not, don't say in front of a dog that you're going to put it D-O-W-N.
Well, that, okay.
Lily's sitting right under my feet. That's why I'm
spelling. Two things. Number one, I clearly was joking about Sadie. Because she stumbled going down the stairs. So it was clearly a joke. The vet that we had to fire it was very obvious why this person worked with animals, because his bedside manner was awful. Like,
Jeff thought I was overreacting. So I took Jeff to the vet with me and he's like, yeah, we're never taking the dog back there ever again.
This guy says the sentence, because you go to your vet and then they're like, yeah, this looks like it could be cancer. You got to go to the specialist. So then you go to the specialist and the specialist gives you a diagnosis. And now you have two vets. You have your regular vet. And then you also have the specialist for the specialist treatment. So after we have the diagnosis, we go back to the regular vet. The regular vet looks at the clipboard, looks up and says, like, emotionless. It's like, oh, my dog had the same exact thing. Didn't even last 3 months. Like,
and he goes, oh, this dog's still alive.
Yes. So that's clearly different.
I
looked at Jeff
and I like put my eyebrows up. I'm like, see, I told you it is not me. I'm not being over emotional. This guy is like so
the other thing
not
that
sensitive.
That I didn't like about that veterinarian is we were in there, I think it was with Blair, with one of the dogs, and the dog was up on the table. And the vet said to the assistant, you can put the dog down now. And I said, oh, you should be careful what you say around, be careful how you say things around here. That could be taken a couple of ways. And the technician laughed, but the vet, like, right over his head. And I thought that was a great joke. The fact that he didn't get it.
Maybe he just doesn't like us. I don't know.
Great point.
Maybe that's it.
But your point was well taken. And so now I am telling Sadie how healthy and young and excitable energetic she is.
There you go. There you go. I have noticed over the course of us having a show called The Upside that positivity sometimes, or doing something productive or, you know, whatever, sometimes can leave you with a target on your back. And I say that because there are people when you try, especially if you're someone that has been negative for a while, and then you try to like, you know, grow out of the negativity and try to be positive, there are people that will try to pick at you, meaning they'll try to poke holes in your positivity, so to speak. You're living some double life or something like that.
And if you're new here, we very much believe that you can live with gratitude. You can be grateful for so many things. You can live in a state of positivity, but you can still have a bad day. You can still get mad at somebody who doesn't deserve your anger right then. You can still be frustrated or angry or feeling not grateful or feeling anti that, like, those emotions are allowed to exist. You don't get to say, yeah, I'm a grateful person. I'm grateful for everything. And that doesn't allow you to have a bad day ever again. That's not authentic.
Yeah, it's not authentic. And I think I was thinking about recently about, you know, people poking holes in your positivity or trying to bring it down or trying to whatever. Here is what I know. And I think that if you're insecure about people doing that to you, I have this to pass to you. If you live your life authentically and with integrity, you don't ever have anything to hide. So even in moments that like aren't the greatest or experiences that might not be the greatest, if you're living true to yourself, you don't have anything to apologize for. Not that you never owe anyone an apology, but that you don't have skeletons in your closet. And you don't have anything when people go to poke holes in you, there's no like, oh, I hope they don't find out about this. It's like, yeah, I made a mistake that one time. That's fine. Right. And it loses its power. And that's something that I have found incredibly freeing, because there will always be people in any situation that try to, let's dig up the dirt on this person or let's poke holes in who this person is. But the truth is, if you
do, you think it applies to not just the whole live authentically thing, it doesn't apply to just gratitude, right? I think anytime somebody tries to change something about who they are, aren't there always people who try to rise up and keep them where they have been?
I think so.
So it does, like, if you're trying to lose weight, there's people who are like, oh, why are you bothering to work out?
If you're trying to lose weight, there will be someone that sees you in the drive-thru at Wendy's and then text everyone that they know and be like, well, Jeff said he was trying to lose weight, but I saw him eating a Frosty.
Right.
And it's so unnecessary, but people will do it. It's human nature for other people to, I don't know. I feel like especially now in the culture that we're in, everybody wants to call somebody out.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to find something better, do the digging. But if you live your life authentically, you don't have to do that. And in my experience, the people that try to dig for dirt on others or try to poke holes in others or whatever are the people that are terrified to have holes poked in them.
Yes, they're terrified. True.
So I was reminded of this recently and I had to like pep talk it to myself, but I also wanted to say it to you because we don't talk about really a lot the fallout of changing your life, but there are some negative things that come along with that. And, you know, just remember that what the best lesson I've ever learned from one of my best friends is people, whatever people are pointing out in you is what they're insecure in themselves. So if they're trying to find out if you have a big secret or you're eating Frosties when you are trying to lose weight or you're, you know.
Oh, I saw them. Oh, they're supposed to be all gratitude-y and upside-y, but I saw them, you know, getting mad at somebody who, for whatever reason.
Right. Or, you know, yeah.
It comes up. You know, it's our Facebook group for the upside community is so supportive that people use it as kind of a upside-y upside confessional. Like they'll post and say, I got to tell you guys, I did something that was not very upside-y today. And then they talk about how they went to the post office and the person was moving so slow and blah, blah, blah. And they say, and I feel so bad. I'm going to go back tomorrow and apologize. But I just needed to like declare my failure of upside-y. And that is a version of living authentically. That's saying I'm not perfect.
Yeah,
I was having a bad day. I took it out on the person who worked at the post office. I feel like crap for it. I'm probably going to go back tomorrow and apologize. Carry on.
Yeah. So anyway, that is what I wanted to say about that. And I also just wanted to say how free I feel at this point in my life living authentically and not constantly trying to do things or act a way that I'm ashamed of.
The October 1st. And the start of October Lutions, that is 10 days away, 10 days from right now.
Do you have any ideas what you're going to
I don't, do? But here's what I'm going to do today. And the reason I bring this up is because I think we can make this a group effort. If you are serious about making some sort of change on October 1st and your brain works like mine does, let's start preparing for it now so that on October 1st, we're ready. And preparing for it could be as simple as writing it down. Because we talked about this a few days ago. I've just been really, really bad at keeping promises to myself lately.
Which it bums me out because I see you getting bummed out with yourself.
Yep.
And there's nothing I can do about it.
Right.
Like you're the only one that can keep promises to yourself.
Yes.
I can't keep promises for you.
Yep.
And it's just a bummer. It's such a bummer. And I think it's a self-esteem crusher too.
Oh, it totally is. Because then you feel like a failure because you feel like a double failure because you're obviously trying to step up and make a change because you're not happy about something. And then when you don't succeed at the attempt to change it, you're a double failure because you're not happy at the original. And then you're so for me, I think what needs to happen is a realistic assessment of what can be done. And this goes back to, I don't know if it was my October Lucian last year or if it was just, it might've been a January resolution. I don't know. But remember my commitment was to just lose 5 pounds a month.
Yeah. That was your only one, I think.
Okay. And that totally went away. So I want to like, if that's what I'm going to bring back, I think we have to start thinking about that, or at least for me, I have to start thinking about it now and not mentally prepare, but I want to spend a day or two to make sure this stuff is really, really realistic and break it down into like those 5 pound a month increments. Like one of mine that always comes up is like, I want to read 2 books a month. Like I need to chop that down and it has to be, I want to read 10 pages a day. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. And if I read more and that leads me to read 2 books a month, great. If I read And if I don't have time, how long does it take to read 10 pages? 10 minutes, if that, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to start at this 10-day mark making a list of everything that I want to do. And then I'm going to put it in order I'm going to set myself up for success. I'm going to put it in order of most realistic to probably not going to happen. And I'm going to focus on the stuff that's most realistic because I do need a self-esteem boost. I do need to accomplish the stuff.
So I have a question, and I think you're going to think it's inappropriate, but I want to ask because I want to start the wheels turning in my brain because I honestly have no idea what I'm going to resolve to do this year or next year, I guess. But
no, it's this year. It's October 1st.
Well, I know, but you know what I mean. Like most of it will happen 2022. Is there anything that you can think of that would be a good October solution for me?
Oh, yeah. I've got a notebook.
Shut up.
Couple.
You know what I mean? Like things that I casually say over the course of the year or mention or that maybe I'm not seeing.
The only one that I can think of is I believe you want to be a good cook.
You do?
Yeah. And maybe I'm wrong, but I think that you want to be a better cook than you are. Is that accurate? It doesn't matter to me. I love to cook. So
I wish that I were. Am I willing to put forth the effort? Undecided. But that's definitely something to think about.
Well, we have 10 days. I'll brainstorm.
You can keep brainstorming things that I need to improve.
You asked.
No, I know. But I was okay. Just joking. I was just making fun of it. Because I'm trying to think. I'm sure there are things that, you know, I walk around saying or doing that I need to solve within myself.
Well, the countdown is on. We are 10 days away from Octoberlutions 2021.
I love cereal, but when I tried to start cleaning up my diet a little bit, my favorite cereal had to go. I was so excited when I tried Magic Spoon cereal because they've recreated our favorite cereals without all of the junk. Magic Spoon has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. It's only 140 calories a serving, and it's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. You can build your own box, which is like a box set, right? Available flavors to build your very own custom bundle are cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, and cinnamon, and they've just brought back cookies and cream and maple waffle permanently. Anything maple is my fall jam, and these are some of their most popular flavors. Go to magicspoon.com/upside to grab a custom bundle of cereal and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code upside at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/upside and use the code UPSIDE to save $5 off. Thank you to Magic Spoon for sponsoring this episode.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Check out BetterHelp at betterhelp.com/upside. Life is full of stress. Life is full of anxiety. Doesn't matter who you are, how much money you make, what you do for a living, what you do or don't have. You've got something in your life that's causing you stress, and you can sort through that easier than you think with therapy. You can do it from the comfort of your own home. You can do it on your own schedule. Therapy is a game changer, and you know Callie and I can't recommend it enough. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Unload the stressors and get some unbiased feedback. You'd be pretty surprised at what you might gain from it. See if it's for you. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and the Upside with Callie and Jeff listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/upside. That's BETTERHELP.com/upside.
Your home should be a space that brings you a ton of joy. And we're about to be in my very favorite time of year because it's cool enough to really enjoy our outdoor space. With summer winding down, Joybird has all of the modern outdoor furniture and accessories you need. Joybird offers modern, customizable furniture for every space, available in a variety of vibrant and durable fabric options. Choose from over 18,000 customization options or browse curated collections to find the perfect piece for your one-of-a-kind style. If you're unsure where to start or need some direction, Joybird's design specialists are standing by to help your design come to life for free. With Joybird's protection plan, your upholstery and leather pieces will always look as good as new without having to treat them like they're in a museum. I mean, yay for that. And with financing rates as low as 0% APR for up to 36 months, you could relax now and pay later. Joybird furniture is made with quality craftsmanship, stain and scratch resistant fabrics, and a limited lifetime warranty. It can handle anything your family throws at it, literally. And they stand behind the quality and their craftsmanship. If it's not everything you hoped for, send it back within 90 days for a refund. Create a space that brings you joy with Joybird. Visit joybird.com/upside and get 30% off your purchase. That's 30% off at joybird.com/upside. Today's three random things brought to you by Brown & Company Jewelers, aka the fabulous jewelers of my ring that I can't stop looking about and feel like I just got engaged. My first random thing is the different colors of Fruit Loops cereal all taste the same. They are not individual flavors.
I believe the same is true for Skittles, isn't it?
Yeah, Skittles, I don't believe that. I think I can taste the difference. You did that on your old show, a Skittles taste test, and they couldn't tell the difference. I swear I can taste the difference.
Well, we can get some Skittles and you can do it this week.
Okay, I'll do it. I know the flavor. I know my Skittles flavors.
And I'm talking about like one bag of the original Taste the Rainbow Skittles. I'm not talking about the...
You know, weird, there's a wild berry.
Yeah, and there's a whatever, sour one, yeah. And there's a whatever. Like the original red bag of Skittles. I wish I could, you know, that's the only thing is when I worked in radio for 25 years, I did so many neat things that were like interesting. I mean, I know it's stupid. Like, do all Skittles taste the same? I know it's dumb, but it's still neat. And I have zero recollection of the outcome of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's just so...
That's okay. I remember because I was a crazy Stalker fan. Then we started dating, so...
But I thought... Did I do that on Star or on The Burt Show?
Star.
You weren't a crazy Stalker fan then. We were not married.
I still stalk you. Anyway, we'll have to do that because I ever since I listened to that segment, I'm like, this is BS and I totally can tell the difference in the flavors.
Okay.
My second random thing is...
Hang on. Question.
Yeah.
Can you tell which flavor is which or would you just be able to tell... That like the purple is different than the green.
No, I can tell which flavor is which. Oh,
wow. Okay.
So grab a bag of Skittles and let me taste the rainbow.
Perfect. Things that sound dirty but aren't.
My second random thing is after the release of the 1996 film Scream, which involved an anonymous killer calling and murdering his victims, caller ID usage tripled in the United States.
We are watching The Sopranos now, which... I mean, I think it came out 15 years ago, maybe. I don't know. What years were The Sopranos?
I thought it was early 2000s, you said, which would have been 20 years ago.
Okay, so 20 years ago, 15, 20 years ago. It's so remarkable how much has changed technology-wise.
We were watching it the other day, making fun of the call waiting. And I remember my parents took forever to get call waiting. And I thought it was so cool. You know what I mean? Like. Mm-hmm. Call waiting was awesome. I don't even know if we ever had call wait. I don't know. Maybe I just didn't know how to use it, but man, it was so cool.
There's another scene where Tony Soprano was showing off like some stolen cars that he was going to try to sell. And he had Polaroid pictures of them that he carried in his pocket.
Yeah.
So when he met the other gangster dude, he was like, hey, I can get you these cars if you want them. And like was showing him pictures as opposed to like just handing him a phone going scroll through.
Yeah. Anyways, I do so love the show.
Funny.
Good choice. Good choice.
It was so recent. It was only 15 years ago.
20. Anyways,
whatever. Wasn't long ago.
And my third random thing is upon 5 minutes of waking, 50% of a dream is forgotten, and within 10 minutes, 90% of it is forgotten.
I am still, and the only reason I'm bringing this up is because, do you remember the last time that I had a dream that was so remarkable that I remembered it for days?
Yeah, it was like last week or...
No, before that.
Oh, no.
It was right before you found out you were pregnant.
Oh, boy.
I had a dream the other night that Usher, the musical star, Usher Raymond, was sitting at a table with a moon rock. And the rock was bright green. It was from the moon. It was like literally a piece of rock from the moon.
Jeff was telling me the story and I go, what's a moon rock? And he's like, a rock from the moon.
Right, because that's what happens in dreams. And he put it under a podium and it was just sitting like in a hotel hallway under a podium. And I said, I'm going to go get the moon rock because obviously nobody else cares about it and it's cool and it's a moon rock. So I went and got the moon rock and I had it with me. But then it became a big deal that somebody stole the moon rock and whoever was discovered with the moon rock would be immediately prosecuted and sent to jail or something like that. So I took the moon. So I couldn't tell anybody that I had the moon rock, but the entire dream was stressful that somebody would find out that I had the moon rock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there were people, like weird people from my past popping up.
Yeah. You, by the way, you said that you had a dream that was a whole night long. I'm pretty sure it was like 45 seconds because that's how long dreams are, even if we think that they are really long. I don't think it was the whole night.
But I woke up feeling stressed, like tight shoulders and stuff.
Totally. And those are my three random things.
Did you find a solution to your friend who had the mutual friend and was going out on a date?
Yeah, one of my girlfriends was going out on a date, or she did go on a date with a guy that I know, and I know that he has been unfaithful to his ex-fiance, which is a deal breaker. It's like deal breaker numero uno for my girlfriend. And I didn't know, okay, do I tell her before she goes on her first date? Because I know her well enough to know that she would just break it off right then. Or do I just let her do her thing?
Is she got that once a cheater, always a cheater mentality?
She just is like, that's her number one deal breaker. So trust is everything to her. And if you break that, you're done.
But even if it happened 10 years ago and not to her?
Yeah, I think that the story is really complicated. So I think with this particular story, if I told her all of the details, she would be like, absolutely not.
Okay.
But I was like, is it my business? Because I do support her quest for love and maybe she won't even like him. So I decided to keep my mouth shut. She went on a first date with him. She is going on a second date with him. But she doesn't seem over the moon. So I'm just going to keep my mouth shut. And if she gets to like date three or four, then I'm going to have to talk to her about it.
And do you,
if he hasn't told her
or if she hasn't listened to the podcast
or if she hasn't listened to the podcast? That is true. That is true. Otherwise, she might call me and just be like, do you have something you want to tell me?
In 10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Today's episode was brought to you by Dinner Affair, the official meal kit for families. Visit dinneraffair.com/upside for your exclusive discount. Most people learn about The Upside from their friends. Please tell everyone you know about this podcast so the amazing Upside community can continue to grow.
Have you been getting spam text messages?
Like you wouldn't believe.
Okay, so it's not just me.
Did they say your name and yours?
Some of them.
Mine say Warren.
Warren?
Yeah.
What was the name? Wasn't
Nadine. Waydean.
So Warren and Waydean had your phone number years before you did.
Not even possible. not even possible. I've had my number since I was 13.
Well, somebody made a mistake because you were getting all election season, you were getting messages for Wei Dean encouraging you to vote, weren't you?
I was. Wei Dean. Yeah. And then recently, whatever I just said, that guy's name. Yeah. No, it's a guy.
Here's the thing. I just got two back to back. One of them said, your latest bill is paid. It says it's an AT&T free message. Your latest bill is paid. Thanks, Jeff. Here's a, what?
I got that too. I think that is actually our AT&T account.
Here's a little something for you. I ain't clicking it. You don't.
I'm not clicking it. Well, maybe I should. Oh, I'll click on it right before I get a new phone. So if this phone explodes, then whatever.
Well, then right below that, I got another one that's from FedEx. And it says, your package has been picked up and it's scheduled for delivery on September 20th, tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm like, I don't think I ordered anything that's supposed to be FedEx delivery. What could that be? But there's a link, but I'm not going to click it.
I think you just aged yourself.
What do you mean?
I think you're now 70 years old.
I ain't clicking these things. They're going to take my identity. Just steal my credit.
You sound like your dad.
Maybe he's been right all along.
Hey, Callie and Jeff, this is Jody. I just wanted to call in. I just listened to the Beekeeper episode, and I am just so blown away by him. And I was thinking, you know, if everyone that could donated $22, because that's the number of veterans that are that die by suicide every day. If we all donated $22, think how many months of bees would be covered. So I can't thank you enough for all of the work that you're doing, Tim. It's amazing. And we all thank you. And my $22 is on the way. Thanks. Bye.
If you are looking for a job, now is the time for your dream job. And if you are hiring, now is the time to have the perfect candidate walk through your door. Don't just hope that candidate will find you. Indeed's hiring tools can help you cut through the noise to hire faster and smarter. Find the perfect candidate easier with Indeed. In fact, Indeed Instant Match provides a list of quality candidates whose resumes are already on Indeed the moment you post a sponsored job. Indeed knows how important it is to make the most of your recruiting hours and dollars, and they can save you time and money by setting your must-have qualifications and only paying for the quality candidates that meet both. If you are looking for a job, Indeed.com is the place to go. If you are hiring, know that according to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers four times more hires than all other job sites combined. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent. When you pay for a job site, you should know what you're getting. Get Indeed and only pay for quality candidates that meet your must-have requirements. Get started right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your post at Indeed.com/The Upside. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/The Upside. Indeed.com/The Upside. Offer is valid through September 30th. Terms and conditions do apply.
Hey, Upside community. Don't forget to check out the Beekeeper guy. His GoFundMe is Doc's Healing Hive Veteran Learning Center. Someone also linked it on the Upside page. He has a huge goal. They need a lot of money, and I think the Upside community can help make a pretty big dent in it. Hope everyone is having a great week so far. Bye.
Hi, guys. This is Beth, and I just heard, I think it was a random thing, where you're talking about dinner times going 85 minutes. Yeah, 15 to 30 minutes we can eat and be up from the table, me and the other adults in my household. However, and you will find this out, I have a 12 and a 14-year-old, and it takes the 12-year-old 30 minutes just to arrange the food on his plate to eat it. He is the slowest eater on planet Earth. And as baby Ellie gets older, you will find this out. They talk more than they eat, but right now we just try to soak it up and enjoy it because they won't always be here. Okay, thanks guys. Love you. Bye.
Hey, Callie and Jeff, it's Ashley from Vegas. I was just calling because I'm wondering if I'm the only person who feels startled every time. I'm used to your podcast starting with your music that you play. Now it's Jeff saying, if I were asking you to name a song by Dolly Parton or Coldplay or a movie starring Tom Hanks, and sometimes my volume's just on really loud, am I the only one who feels startled by this and is really missing the music start? I'm just wondering. I don't mind. I know you guys need to get your ads in, but gets me good like 3 days a week. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Oh, my goodness. You definitely, and as your kid gets older, you definitely will be like, I know exactly what that cry is. We kind of do like sleep training kind of thing. And so sometimes it's just like, oh, yeah, we need to go in. And sometimes like, nope, leave him. That's just him complaining. And then the mama thing, too. It's so funny because if my husband puts my son to bed and he doesn't want to go to bed, he's in the crib going, mama, mama. But then if I put him to bed and he doesn't want to go to bed and I leave the room, he's like, dad, 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 dad. It's like whoever's not there, he's like, oh, I need this person because they're gonna just say, oh, yeah, you can just stay up and just play all night. It's funny, though.
I was feeling like some of y'all out there, you got dreams, but you're feeling like you just don't believe in yourself. Well, honeys, if you don't believe in you, it's going to be so hard for other folks to believe in you. So you know what I want you to do today? I want you to start telling yourself that you can do anything you put your mind to. You got some books to write. You got some songs to sing. You got some inventions to invent. You go on out there and have yourself a good day. I believe in you.